Venezuela, Juan Guaido's number 2 goes on prison hunger strike. By BenQ on July 19, 2019. Venezuelan President Juan Guaido's deputy, Edgar Zambrano, has been on a hunger strike for the past 9 days following his incarceration in May by the Maduro regime, his party's general secretary revealed on Thursday. The secretary general of the Democratic Action Party and a vice president of the Socialist International, Henry Ramos Alep, announced that Zambrano had undertaken a hunger strike to demand improved living conditions in his military prison of Fortayuna and the release of his personal assistants. Edgar Zambrano, vice president of the National Assembly and of Democratic Action, has been on hunger strike for 9 days in Fortayuna, wrote Alep. His demands, family visitation, acceptable living conditions and release of his 4 imprisoned assistants in the helicoid without having committed a crime. He was last hydrated 48 hours ago. The strike was later confirmed by Guaido himself, who said that Zambrano was fighting for the rights of all Venezuelans. The first vice president of the National Assembly, Edgar Zambrano, is on hunger strike for the rights of all Venezuelans, his fellow prisoners abducted with him and all political prisoners, he wrote. His struggle, and that the struggle for Venezuela, must continue. Zambrano was arrested by Venezuelan secret police, SOPIN, in May in the aftermath of a failed military uprising by Juan Guaido, towing him away in his car towards the Heliosite prison facility. He was later charged with betraying the homeland and instigating an insurrection against the regime. The 63-year-old deputy is one of the various figures close to Juan Guaido facing imprisonment following his recognition by the United States and most other Western democracies as the legitimate president of Venezuela. In March, SOPIN agents kidnapped Guaido's chief of staff Robert Marrero, accusing him of possessing illegal weaponry. This week, the regime also detained 2 of Guaido's personal bodyguards on similar charges, claiming they had been negotiating the sale of 5 AK-103 spear guns to soldiers who planned on carrying out a rebellion against the socialist regime. In an interview this month, the former head of SOPIN, Manuel Christopher Figuera, revealed how Maduro would personally order him to arrest members of Guaido's entourage on false charges such as illegal possession of weapons or supposed terrorism. At one point, Maduro reportedly wanted to arrest Guaido's mother but was eventually persuaded out of the idea on the grounds she was suffering from cancer. There has also been a significant rise in the number of political prisoners, many of whom are tortured and subject to other egregious human rights violations, as the Maduro regime seeks to consolidate its authority by intimidating opposition activists and politicians. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.